Okay, Rabbi Say Shalom Aleichem. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Kuf Aleph, and we are again learning Beschos Rufu Shleim for Nami Meir of Ashar of Karezel and for Shir of Astvar Aleya. We should both have a Rufu and a Yeshua Bekarov. We're here at the bottom of Kuf Amabez, three lines up. Osam Bnei Adam Shekidshu Bebez HaKnesses. Literally, loosely translated as those dudes who made Kiddush in shul, right? So again, the minhag to make kiddush in shul. What's the halacha with this such a kiddush? So Amar Rav. Rav says yede yayin lo yatsu, yede kiddush yatsu. That they are yotze kiddush, but they're not yotze yede yayin. What does that mean? That's as the Rashbam explains. As Rashi explains that if they go home and they have more wine at home, they need to make a new bracha. Yede yayin lo yatsu. They did not potter themselves from making another bracha on the wine. They have, however, according to Rav, potter themselves from making kiddush again. According to Rav, as the Gemara will explain, you don't need kiddush from makom suda. You don't need to make kiddush in the place where you eat. Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says that's not true, right? Af yedei kiddush lo yatsu. They're not even yotzei kiddush. Meaning, they're certainly not yotzei yedei yayin, right? They definitely have to make another haguffin when they get home, and we'll talk about that today as well. But they're not yotzei kiddush either, because Shmuel is going to say kiddush makom suda. You don't need kiddush makom. You do need kiddush makom suda. So the Gemara explains. Excuse me. El Rav, lamalei the kiddushin beisay. Well, if you're according to Rav, right? If you're yotzei kiddush in shul, why do you have to make kiddush at home? So my answer is enechanami that you don't really. But kidei lehotzi bana uvenei beiso. Right? There are people at home that were not in shul, so they also have to have kiddush. So v'teres shomei kohen. Right? You can be motzi other people by saying kiddush for them. Ushmul lamalei the kiddushin beisay kiddushta. Right? And the opposite question is relevant to Shmuel. If Shmuel says you're not yotzei anything, right, with the kiddush and shul, why would you make kiddush and shul? You're not yotzei yayin. You don't have to make another bracha when you get home, and you're not yotzei kiddush, and you have to make kiddush again. So why would Shmuel say why bother make kiddush and shul? So Shmuel says lafuge orchem yedecho vasan to be motzi all the guests. Right, back then again, they used to have guests who'd be traveling through. The shul was a place for them to both daven and eat and sleep. They would have some rooms in the shul, right? It wasn't just a one room type of thing. So the mistama, they would be either eating in that room, eating in the room next door, right? That's a question, right? Tosis talks about a little bit, whether that room, the other room, okay. But Shmuel says, right, you make kiddush and shul for the guests, right? The achlu v'shasu v'ganu be kiddushta, right? Because they're eating and drinking and sleeping in shul. V'az the Shmuel tamei, and this is Shmuel shita damar Shmuel ein kiddush ella b'makom suda, right? Again, this is Shmuel shita that you have to make kiddush where you eat. They thought to say that this means that you have to make kiddush in the house where you're eating, right? That from house to house is no good. But from one place to another place in one house, that is fine, meaning you wouldn't say that was a problem. So Rav Anan Bar Tachlifa says, I was hanging out with Shmuel, right? I was very often with Zimmer Rebbe's house. He went from the top floor to the bottom floor, and he would make kiddush again. So you see that Shmuel held that two places within the same house also don't count, right? Meaning you need, if you shift rooms, or you should, definitely if you shift floors, so then you need to make kiddush again. Okay, so the Gemara says, Ve'af Rav Huna sover in kiddush al makom suda, right? Even Rav Huna holds that there's kiddush has to be made where you eat, right? The Rav Huna kaddish was akra leshaga, because Rav Huna made kiddush, and then all of a sudden his candle went out right before he could eat the meal. And he went to the chuppah home of Rabbah, his son. Apparently, there was having shabbat brachos, so that was just the home that he built him. Right, again, it's an old minute to get your kids a house when they get married. So he went to either to the base chuppah for his rabbi, his son, and davashraga, and there was candle there. The kaddish v'talmidi, and he made kiddush, and he ate something there. So alma kasavra and kiddush al makom suda. Right, apparently he held that he wasn't yotzi with the original kiddush that he made because he didn't have a meal. V'af rabba sover in kiddush al makom suda. Rabba also holds like this din of Shmuel that you need to make kiddush where you eat. Amar Abaye says ki avina be'mar. When I was in the Rebbe's house, right, when Rabba's house, right, ki ava makadesh, when he would make kiddush, Amar lan, he would say timu midi, right, make sure you eat something quickly, taste something quickly. Dilma as dalisu lehushpiza, maybe when you go home, right, misakra lehushraga, your candle will blow out, right, something will happen to the candle. V'lo makadesh. And you won't have made kiddush over there, right? And you won't, and then obviously you'll have to leave and you'll have to go to another house to eat your meal, and you won't have made kiddush. Maybe there won't be wine, right? Or for whatever reason, right? You won't have made kiddush in the place where you eat. And then you won't have been yotzei with my kiddush, right? The in kiddush, al makam suda, right? And that's why Rabbi used to always say, make sure you taste something before you all go home. I guess they went to the Rebbe's house on Shabbos morning, right? After they had a shir, maybe after shul, right? He said, make kiddush, eat something, and then go home. Or I guess it was Friday night, right? You don't need candles during the day. Okay, either way, Rabbi also held kiddush. The Gemara says, "Aini, is that really true?" From Rabbi, Abai said also he testified about Rabba that Kol Mili Demar Hava Avid Karav. Right, Rabba always used to hold like Rav, right? Who holds you don't need Kiddush Makom Suda. So why are we saying that Rabba does require Kiddush Makom Suda? Right, so he would. Stop a little short. He would always do like Rav, the Bar Mehani Tlas, except for the following three cases, the following three halachos. He paskin like Shmuel. David Kishmuel, he paskin like Shmuel. Right, the first case was Matir Mebeged LeBeged. That you're according to Shmuel, you're allowed to take tzitzis from one beged and put it on another beged. Right, the strings you're allowed to tie and untie and transfer from one beged to the next. Madlika Miner LeNer, you're allowed to light one Hanukkah candle to the next, right? Machlokas and the Gemara and Shabbos, right? The beginning of Sechta, right? V'alach Kershil and Begreira, another halach and Shabbos, that Dabar Shein Meskavein is Mutter, right? Machlokas, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, we referenced a bunch of times in the Sechta Shabbos, that if you, again, the Greira just is talks about dragging the bench, right? The classic case of Dabar Shein Meskavein, the person's dragging a bench across a backyard, and it makes a ditch. When that would lechora, right? It would be a malacha, right? But again, that's Dabar Shein Meskavein is not intending to make that ditch, right? He's not intending to plow the field, so that's going to be mutter according to Rabbi Shimon. That's how Rabbi used to paskin. But anyway, you see that he held like Rav in all other cases, and Rav says that you don't need to have kiddush b'makom suda, right? Again, Rav said that if you're yotzei kiddush with the kiddush in the shul. So what's going on? Why does Rabbi say in Kiddush al Makom Suda like Shmuel? That's what it says. Just kidding. I jumped the gun a little bit. Right. This he explains that the Gemara just quotes this halacha of Rabbi Shimon that the Tanya that we learned the Brisa Rabbi Shimon Omer Gur Adam Mita Kisa B'Safsal B'Shabbos V'Vachal Yiskamin Lasos Choritz. Right, so again, that's the case in Masechta Shabbos where Rabbi Shimon says at Dabar Shein Meskavein is Mutter, where you're dragging this bed or whatever, bed or a chair or a bench, right? As long as you don't have intention to make a ditch, then it's fine. So how does it work? Right, again, we still have left with the question. So, Gemara says the Gemara answers Kechomer deRav hava avid kikuli deRav lo hava avid. Saying Echanami, he would always paskin like Rav lechumra. But he wouldn't always paskin like Rav Lakula, right? Rav over here is a kula, right? You don't need to have kiddush where you eat. That's a kula, right? It's a chumrah to say that you need to make kiddush where you eat, and right, to say that you're not yotzei kiddush if you didn't eat anything. So there, apparently Rabba would not necessarily hold like Rav's kulas. He would only hold like his chumras. Okay. Then now the Gemara discusses Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afya Deyayin Namiyatsu. Right? We have two opinions, Rav and Shmuel. Whether you're yotzei kiddush in shul, but neither of them said that you're good with the wine that you drink at home. Meaning, yeah, both of them agreed that you need to make a bracha on the wine when you get home, because the bracha rishonin does not last that long. Rabbi Yochanan says you're even yotzei yedei yayin, which means that you don't even need to make a bracha with the wine that you drink in your house. V'azda Rabbi Yochanan tamei, this is Rabbi Yochanan shita. Dam Rabbi Chanan bar Abaye. Amar Rabbi Pidas, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Echad Shinoi Yayin, Ve'echad Shinoi Makom, right? In Tzarech Levarech, Rabbi Yochanan says that whether you're bringing out different types of wine or you're moving places, right? Let's say Rashi says from the house to upstairs, right? In Tzarech La'aliyah, you don't need in Tzarech Levarech, you don't need to make another bracha. So apparently, you see that again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that you don't need to make another bracha when you get home on the wine. Gemara says, one second, is that really the halacha? Meisvei, I ask you a question. Shini makom tzarech levarach, shini yayin ain't tzarech levarach, right? Beferish Gemara in brachos, right? That if a person changes his place, right, moves houses, he does need to make another bracha. If he changes the wine, he doesn't have to make a bracha, right? Again, we pointed out there, if you remember that, you have to make a tov ve'amitiv. If you have better wine, you need to make a tov ve'amitiv to thank Akash Baruch Hu for the blessed Hashem for the new wine, but not because you don't have to make another hagafen. But either way, you see the Brisa says that you do need to make a bracha, a new bracha rishona, if you change your place. So that's Tiyufta Rabbi Yochanan. Tiyufta, that's again, that seems to knock out Rabbi Yochanan's Shita. Okay. Yosef Ravidi Bar Avin, Kameda Rav Chista, Yosef Rav Chista, Kamer Shmeda Rav Huna. Ravidi Bar Avin was sitting by Rav Chista, and Rav Chista was saying the name of Rav Huna. Hada Amr Shimi Makim Tarach Lavarech, that which we said, that if a person changes where he's eating or drinking, he needs to make a new bracha rishona, lo shanu elim bayis labayis. That's only from a house to a house. Avim makom lo makom lo. But from one place to the other, right, within a house, right, presumably, that's not true. Amar Ravidi bar Avin, hachi tanina li b'masnisa. Ravidi bar Avin says, sure, that's the Mishnah. Right, b'masnisa debei Rav Hinnik. Right, that's the Mishnah we learned in Rav Hinnik's base marriage. V'amilei, some people say b'masnisa debei Rav Hinnik kavaseich. Right, some people say it was actually... the Mishnah, what's the difference between that? I'm not even sure. Kvasech. I mean, some say, what is the difference? And I don't think I ever noticed that in all my years learning how to be Pesachim. What's the difference between those two? B'masnisa d'vei Rav Hinnik and B'masnisa d'vei Bar Hinnik. Oh, okay, fine, there you go. Okay, either Rav Hinnik or the son of Hinnik, fine. Either way, so kavasech, meaning we learn like you. That's the halacha. Sure, you're correct. So Gemara asks, well, v'ele Rav Huna masnisin kamashpalan, where Rav Huna is coming to teach us this Mishnah, this Braisa. If it's a beferish of Braisa, Rav Huna doesn't need to reiterate it. So Gemara says simply, Rav Huna masnisin lo shmeale. Apparently, either Rav Huna didn't know that Braisa, so that's why he had to tell us. Okay, fine. So he wasn't trying to repeat halacha that he thought we knew already. Right? He was just informing us that that's the halacha. Okay, v'su Yosef Rav Chisda v'kamar Shmei d'Nafshe, and Rav Chisda was saying in his own name, meaning he was also saying over that had the amis shini makom tzarich levarech, that which we said that when you change your place you have to make another bracha. So lo amen ela b'dvarim shein tuin bracha lacharehem b'mkoman. That's only if you're eating something that does not require a bracha achrona where you ate it. Now, which items require a bracha achrona where you ate it? So, Machlokas here, Rashbam and Tosos, certainly Birkas HaMazon. Tosos quotes Ala Michya, and the Rashbam says even Ala Geffen and Ala Eitz. Okay, but meaning something that's not a Bari Nefashos. Let's just say like that. If you're eating something that's not a Bari Nefashos, so then you need to make a new bracha. Avadvarm Natunim Bracha Lachrein Bemkoman, but if you need to make a bracha achrona where you started eating, meaning you have to go back to the place where you ate, so then Ein Tzarech Lebarach, then you don't need a new bracha when you go to the new place. Why not? Stama, because right, you're still tied to that original eating. Right, you have to go back and bench. You have to go back and say Ala Michya. So that's still one continuous eating, even though right, you left, because you got to go back. Right, if you don't have to go back, okay, so you could argue that it's a different separate eating, but if you have to go back anyway, so Stama, that's one entire eating that the guy had in mind, or it's one continuous eating that is included because he has not yet gone back to say that Bracha Achrona. Okay. So the Gemara says, "My time. What's the logic behind this?" As I kind of just explained, right? The kviya kama hader, because he has to go back to his original kviyas, right? He has to go back to the original place where he sat down, meaning it's still considered to be one eating. Okay, Rav Sheshes Amar. Rav Sheshes says, "Echazev echazev tzarech levarich." No, regardless. Regardless of whether it's you need a bari nefashos for the food you're eating, or it's a bracha korona that you need to make a bracha where you ate, regardless, you make a new bracha when you go somewhere else. Now we're going to have quotes at the end of the daf, pretty much as a question on Rav Sheshes. We'll get to the answer tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. But Mesidei, we'll ask you about the stira. Bnei Chabrush, are you Mesubim Lishtos? Let's say you have a bunch of Chevra sitting around, right? We just finished Purim. Mesubim Lishtos. Right, they're drinking, having a good time. The Aku Raglehem, and this is an important line, as the Gemara point out, they uprooted themselves, right, uprooted their legs, right? Let's say Slikros Chasan or Likros Kala, right? Going to do, let's say there's a wedding, right? To be Mesameh Chasan Kala. Kshem Yotzim, when they leave, ain't tuning Bracha Lamafreya. When they leave, they don't need a Bracha Achrona, right? Lamafreya means retroactively, but it's referring to Bracha Achrona. They don't need to make a Bracha Achrona. And Kshem Chuzim, and when they come back, ain't tuning Bracha Lechanchila. They don't need to make a Bracha Rishona. Right, they don't need to make any brachas, right? Meaning it's one continuous eating, right? When they come back and when they leave. But medvar emorim, what is that? Kishenichu sham zaken ochola. That's only if they left somebody there, meaning somebody who's unable to dance for the chazan kala, they left in that place. That's when it's all considered to be one eating, and they don't need to make a bracha when they leave or the bracha when they come back. Avaloi nichu sham lo zaken velo chola. But if they didn't leave anybody there and everybody left, So then, kashen sheyotzen l'tunim bracha l'mafreya, kashen kashen chozer l'tunim bracha l'chachayila. So then they need a bracha achrona when they leave, and a bracha rishona when they come back. So the Gemara points out, midukatani akru raglehem, from the fact that they said they uprooted themselves, right, it seemed to imply that there was something holding them there. Right? Seems to imply that they were eating something that required a bracha in that place, because otherwise, what's the uprooting that they're doing? It must be that they move themselves out of a kvias, out of a kind of like a permanent type of eating. But so and so apparently we're dealing with an alamichya type situation or a benching type situation. Vataima, and the only reason that they don't need to make a bracha when they leave is because they nichu sham zaken uchola. Right, that's only in that case when they leave someone behind. Kishem sheyotin only if they left somebody there do they not need to make a new bracha rishona when they leave or a bracha achrona when they come back. But if they didn't leave anybody there, when they leave, they need to make a bracha achrona. When they go somewhere else and they come back, they need to make a bracha rishona. That's against Rav Chisda, right? Who said that they don't? Right? That you're allowed to make another bracha. Sorry, I apologize. I said this whole thing is a kasha on Rav Sheshes. No, it's a kasha on Rav Chisda. Right? Rav Chisda said that if they go somewhere else, right, they're eating something that requires a bracha, bracha chrona where they ate. Yet we see that the only time you don't need to make a bracha when you go somewhere else is if you left somebody there. Right, but that's not what Rav Chisda said. Rav Chisda said if you're eating something that you need to come back to make a bracha chrona for, right, you leave somewhere else and you take the bread or the wine with you, you don't need to make another bracha rishona where you're going. But this brisa seems to imply that that's only if you left somebody there. But if you didn't leave anybody there, you would require a bracha rishona. That's a question on Rav Chisda's shita, and the answer will mitzvashem read tomorrow. Okay, Rav Osishkar Kodol, have a great day or night. I'm aware you're listening to this.